here's some spikes.
Hello. They're real Smallville in comparison to what?
They're just trying to say they're the real Smallville.
They want to be special.
You know, it's a Smallville. Superman.
It's a Smallville after all.
My name is Nathan Ferrugia. I'm the author of The Chimera Vector, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Popping Manga Style, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Louise,
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Food Wars Volume 1, story by Yoto Tsukuda, and the art by Shun Saki. Is that pronounced right, Logan? You're our expert.
Why is he our expert?
And April.
Shun Saki, as far as I can tell.
Shun Saki.
I'd say Shun Saki.
And this is a 2014 volume from Viz Media through their Shonen Jump Advanced imprint, and it is T+, which means for older teens, usually about 16 or up. Mm-hmm. And with this one, we'll get into that, why it's rated to that.
I have some comments about that too, so.
True.
Get to a point where they're tasting food, and you'll see why.
True. We'll start off with reading the back like we have started doing. And it states, Suma Yukihira's old man runs a small family restaurant in the less savory end of town. Aiming to one day surpass his father's culinary prowess, Suma hones his skills day in and day out until one day, out of the blue, his father decides to enroll Suma in a classy culinary school. Can Suma really cut it in a school that prides itself on 10% graduation rate? And can he convince the beautiful, domineering heiress of the school to be that he belongs there at all? That is the gist on the back. The main character, as I said, is Suma, and his father, of course, had the restaurant. And he's basically been there since 3, by his dad's side, learning how to cook. He competes with his father, as it says, all the time, with his customers, but he's never beaten his father. And his father said once he's beaten him, then he'll become a real chef, basically.
Master chef.
Yeah, master chef.
He does experiment on his own also.
True, he does.
And inflict those experiments on others.
True. His father's name is Josiru, and he's in there a little bit, but not to a big degree, because a friend of his asked him to come work for him. Looks like the United States, or at least a fancy restaurant somewhere.
Yeah. I thought it was in France.
France, okay.
I thought it mentioned the U.S., but I can't remember.
Yeah, it's a high price end.
He's somewhere.
Someplace we'd never
stay. I thought it mentioned Japan.
For some reason, I thought it mentioned Las Vegas, but I can't remember.
It's a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah, that's all I know.
But his father sets him up, Suma up, on an interview into this culinary high school, and it's called, let's see, Tatsukai Sagu Culinary Institute, and it is one of the premier institutes in Japan for the culinary arts, and as they said, it only has a 10% graduation rate. And when he gets there, you guys can pop in with different things.
Oh, he's
things
in
here and there.
He's at the Manhattan Royal Hotel.
Okay.
I was thinking about New York. Yeah, New York.
Okay. Someplace fancy. Like I said, we'd never be there. Unless it's a convention. Maybe then.
And then we'd probably be eating at McDonald's or Burger King or KFC, not the actual
dollar menu. That's our culinary expertise.
If they have a Dairy Queen. Yay.
There you go. But basically, like Logan says, before he gets to the Culinary Institute, he does practice on some of his friends back home. And one of his tenets is you have to experiment. Even if it's a failure, it's a success because you know it doesn't taste good.
Yep.
Right.
And you can move forward from that failure. So it's one of those almost like a video game. You die, get back up, and restart and go again.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Except for that, everyone's just a bit more worried to try anything you cook.
True. I think what it was squid and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Sandwiches. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. No, just kidding.
I would try what he made.
Maybe the sandwiches were toasted. That would taste really good.
True. But what he does make is good to eat, and some of his experiments have been good.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, he does have his failures, but he doesn't concentrate on
usually
the failures.
It's a failure.
But he knows
like
he knows how to get good results if he has to, but if he doesn't, he'll mess around with whatever and see what works.
Well, he knows actual recipes, and those he gets amazing, and he knows how to tamper with recipes, and he knows the technical side of food.
Yeah, he's a really good chef.
Knows what will replace this. He knows what different things you can get from food. It's just putting them all together from scratch without any base recipe of any kind is what he kind of sucks at.
I'm assuming he's had some success before.
Oh, he has. People have liked his stuff, but not as well as his father's.
Yeah.
And that's why he's going to the school.
Did the false roast beef come from him, or was it something else?
It's
the first book when he was getting them to take over the store.
It's when, I guess, some people come in and want to close down the store, right?
That's how it starts.
Yeah.
It doesn't bear much on any of the rest of it, but it introduces the characters.
Yeah. And it kind of gives you a taste of what the manga is going to be like altogether.
And they give you recipes in this. Actual recipes.
They do. To go into a little bit further, when he gets to the school, he does pass the interview.
Kind of,
and he gets into the school, but there's one person there who she's, I think, French. Erin Irina Nakira, and her nickname is the Divine Tongue.
Oh, was it that girl that...
Harris,
she can taste every single thing in food.
She extremely dislikes his personality, and she tried to get him not in there, but apparently her grandfather saw through it or something.
Well, what I like about this book, I guess, we're missing the point, is, you know, a lot of people go to the college, I guess I'm gonna call it like the college, and like I guess they're afraid, you know, her criticism and stuff like that. So they all leave except for him, the main character. You know, he's like, you know what, you guys can leave, but I'm gonna stay and prove that I can cook. So he does it and pretty much just surprises her. She enjoys it, but she tries to hide it, and she's like, no, this was disgusting, you know, get out of here.
Yep, and tells him he doesn't make it.
Exactly.
But then come to find out, he did make it because the grandfather?
I think that was it.
Her grandfather stumbles through, I guess, or whatever, and tastes it after everybody's gone and passes it, soma, into the school. So that's the setup between the rivalries, her and him going at it. Divine Tongue could be taken, I mean, if you didn't know it was for tasting... but at the same time, the reason this has a mature content rating, or not a mature, but a teen plus, is when they're tasting the food and it's really bad, or their faces get really disgusted looks on it. Black smoke comes out of their head. They look like they're dying. But if the food tastes wonderful, it looks like they're in a full-blown orgasm.
That's what I was about to say.
There's no other way to put it.
That's pretty much what it is. You know, if they love the food and it's really amazing, that's pretty much what they...
If the...
Forgasm right there.
Yep.
So if the one pictures only come out when the food is really good, then the peanut butter squid was actually good, too.
No,
just in an incredibly odd way.
Yeah, they were kind of... thrown up type look on that one, the black smoke.
Yeah.
But this is one, it's not done in a harsh or disrespectful way. They're trying to do it in a humorous way.
Yeah,
they don't really show anything.
Nothing's really ever shown. It's either covered up by clouds or sparkles or whatever, but they go into like a dream, into their mind, basically. Yeah. And there's basically no clothes on, and whether it's a guy or girl, even it doesn't matter which one. It's pretty much a full-blown orgasm. That's the only way to explain it,
but I don't mind it. I mean, like, it doesn't take away from the story. The story itself is really good.
And that's part of the story to me, because that, that's the one that just, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I've never tasted anything that good, so I have no experience.
Exactly. That's what they're trying to show, you know, that like if you find that food that's very delicious to you, you'll probably feel the same state that they go into and just, you know, zone everything out and you just get that foodgasm and just, I don't know. It's just, it's funny though. It's a funny comic book too. Or, I mean, manga.
And so. It's going to be one of those where it's competition based. But it's not the fighting stuff.
It's not like Iron Chef or anything like that.
Well, it's kind of similar to Iron Chef, though.
When you get into the second book,
maybe I haven't read the second
more of an Iron Chef
competing,
aspect.
The students are competing against each other.
Right, and it is, it's a kill or be killed type atmosphere in the school, even starting it in your freshman year.
Yeah, you make bets over food fights.
Yeah.
And food fights as in chef type.
Yeah. So anything, if you enjoy Food Network or any of those food channels and the competitions, this is a book that you'll like.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
You'll love it. And like Logan said, there is recipes in there for actual food as well. So if people want to try some of them, you can try them.
I just kind of glaze my eyes over that part and then pick up where it actually gets back into the story again.
Over which part?
The recipes.
Those only
we don't cook that much, so we don't cook.
They take up some time.
Oh no, they only take up a page where they detail the recipe in full.
Well, he'll also explain it as he's in the actual manga.
I'll always
skip over the little pages.
Oh yeah,
that are like dividers. Yeah,
I do too. Usually.
Oh, the divider. Yeah, the dividers are where the recipes are, basically.
Yeah.
With the artwork, with Shun Sekai's artwork, there's three distinctive styles in it to me.
Yeah.
One of them, the majority of the artwork is fairly a regular manga artwork.
Yeah.
Each character does have different hair and different shadings of hair and facial features. So it's easy to tell differences in characters. That's nice because sometimes it's hard in some of the manga. The food, when they're doing the food stuff, is really detailed.
And yeah, they try to show off that.
It's like realistic and
almost realistic looking. And then the third style is, like I said, after tasting the food, you know, if it's good, it goes into a heavenly type artwork, and if it's bad, it goes into like
demonic,
a hentai scene almost in some of them, because they have the girl getting choked with the tentacles. Squid peanut butter.
Being with by the food.
But again, like Louis says, it does not show anything. It has those elements in it, though.
And the first one has both the original one shot that's not canon, but could have been first piece.
It's kind of like
back.
The first
and working. After that, what happened in his hometown afterwards-ish.
That's true. There is that in there because it's kind of like his first draft is at the very back.
Yeah, the one that,
that
he put in the Shonen Jump a few issues at least before they turned to electronic.
True. And I think right now there's maybe four books out of it now. How long it will go, I'm not sure. This is one I would put it in your libraries. Maybe your smaller ones might want to look at it, but you might get a little flack for it, but really there's really nothing in there with the first book that I've seen that would be objectionable.
I'd see a lot of...
Well, school library, no.
No, I'm talking about...
Library, it'd be iffy on a small one, but
be very, very careful about who looks at it, you know? And who you allow to look at it, because I'd bet almost our whole town would disagree with this book.
Well, let's just say, if they look at the cover,
that depends on
they're not going to know
exactly.
The legal
way of saying covering everything up fine and the actual way of covering everything up fine.
Well, there's a difference between legal and just morals.
Go to a...
Well, the only thing is the scenes that kind of look like they're having orgasms.
Yeah, well...
But there's nothing shown, but you
even,
still see that.
Even though they don't show anything, it's still very heavily implied, heavily, you know, not heavily detailed, but even though they don't show everything, they leave very, very little to the imagination.
True.
And just the way that, draw it. And I mean, and I don't have a problem with it, but I could see almost everyone I'm thinking of that lives in this town would be getting pitchforks over it.
Oh, yeah, the key thing is,
if you go to a beach, you can actually possibly see that if you go buy more risque bathing suits.
True, but she's just talking about the act, though, not necessarily what's showing and not.
Yeah.
She's talking about the act being not too, it's pretty much in your face.
And, yeah, the art. And, like, in a beach, it's everywhere. There's no sexual implications. It's just, we're going swimming. It's universally accepted. Not so much.
And especially since there's a manga, you know, like, majority of people in a small town doesn't understand the difference between manga and cartoons. So they're thinking about, oh, it's just...
Oh, this is perfect for my six-year-old.
Exactly.
Because he reads Batman.
Well, Batman's not even good for a six-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, you get the gist of it, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, it's just a comic book. It's just a...
Right.
And it has, you know, exactly like you just glance at the book and they're like, oh, just a cooking show or something. Yeah. And they're like, okay.
Some of them might be okay. We actually do have a separate area for kids' manga.
Right, we do.
So that allows
our parents to know that this section of the library, the comics and manga, are more mature in story content.
Yeah, and I'll just make sure where you put it is where it should be, because the wrong person gets their hand on it and all hell's going to break loose.
And this would be one, you're not going to give it to, unless they're into the manga scene, you're not going to give it to a 30 and 40-year-old person or higher. It's going to be more for college age and maybe upper high school, like it's geared for 16 and up, into college that's interested in food. Because with the Food Network being around, there's more and more younger people getting into the food stuff.
If you got someone who's interested in food stuff, maybe get that as a gateway to manga.
I think the breaking age is 30.
No,
30 and higher.
Not what I meant.
She's talking about starting a personal manga.
Oh,
who's into that cooking?
I don't think I would.
Not within any range.
Give this one to them though. I think they would get turned off by the blatant sexual stuff.
Exactly. See, you gotta know manga to expect that to be in it, so it doesn't bother you when you read it.
Right.
But if you're barely starting out, then it's gonna be a little awkward for you.
In comparison, I actually didn't notice any sexual stuff except for the one mention of the peanut butter squid sandwich feeling like it was molesting her.
I'll go mark all those pictures. Yeah.
There's probably about three or four scenes.
Probably more.
Per book?
Probably at least.
That's at least.
That are sexual oriented.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's not a bad manga. And yeah, foodies would like it for the food aspect. But if it's a starter... Mm-hmm. If it's a person starting on manga, I wouldn't give that one to them off the bat.
Like I was saying,
because especially I can't speak for other cultures, but in American culture, like, you're not, sexual stuff isn't thrown in our faces like that, and so it's going to be very disorienting. Like if it's a big put off.
That's why I said probably college age.
Yeah,
and kind of warn them a little bit ahead of time. You know, just, you know, this is a comedy. This is what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the college age and even high school, because like I said, a lot of parents and their kids are watching the Food Network. So, this, you know, 17, 18-year-olds in high school into the, like I said, I think the breaking point is 30.
Unless
they're fans of manga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, you know, so that's what I would say on placement. Schools definitely know at any level. Public libraries. Smaller ones, look at it before middle and upper. I'd say it shouldn't be too much of a problem. Just like April said, maybe a little warning to the readers, especially if it's the first experience. But it is a fun book. I enjoyed it. I laughed a couple of times.
Yeah.
Not going to say uproarious laughter, but I laughed a couple of times under my breath.
And, little chuckle.
Yeah. So I think unless anybody else has anything, that'll do it for this go around.
I'm good.
We've had fun here. We hope everybody's had fun out there. We'll see you on the next go-around. Everybody have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.